And welcome back in. This is the Tennessee Star Report. Go to TennesseeStar.com on the web. Go to Tennessee Star on Facebook. You'll find links to some of the stories we're talking about. So much going on. The border wall dispute, the blow up of that whole Empire Jussie Smollett racial attack by MAGA wearing thugs in Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning. But he did pick up his tuna sandwich and make his way back to his apartment, because I know the first thing that happens after I get mugged is I make sure I pick up my bleach drenched tuna sandwich so I can go finish it back at the apartment. Anyway, we're going to talk more about that and the border wall dispute, as the president is going to sign the border deal that includes a lot of really bad stuff, but yet it does incrementally move things ahead. A guy who's not willing to be patient and wait for the government to move things ahead on securing America's borders, Brian Kolfage. He started a GoFundMe account to do the private sector construction of some wall, and he's joined us on the phone lines this morning. Brian, good to have you back with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
What's the last time we talked with you, you had raised, you know, literally in a matter of hours and days, millions of dollars. The last report I saw is you were up to about $20 million in this GoFundMe account. There's been some media attacks on you for supposedly moving the money to another account that caused them to say, oh, he's just going to stick it in his pocket. What's the latest on what you've raised and what you're doing?
Well, we're about at close to $23 million. You know, we're a 501c4 now, and we have large private donors who are going to be pouring in to help this project move along a little faster. We are just doing that. Exactly as you said, we're building the wall privately on private property along our southern border. And we're doing it for a fraction of the cost of what the United States government pays. And we're not waiting for people in our government to do the job. Because, frankly, there's a huge issue going on, and we need to fix it right now.
Brian, did all of the money that was raised in the GoFundMe account, was that all transferred voluntarily by the donors to your 501c3?
Yeah, we basically had to raise that money twice. Because we changed the missions from We Fund to We Build, that was basically a contract with the donor. So we had to go out to them, reach them, and they had to re-opt back into our new plan. And 94% of the donors are opting in to have their donation go towards building the wall.
Wow. And part of the issue was, as you mentioned, the move from We Fund to We Build. Is it when you raised the money, you were going to just provide it to the government to help fund it.
Right.
It got questioned of whether or not you could transfer the money. So it's like, fine, we'll just build it. So you made it a We Build It rather than a We Fund It campaign.
Exactly. And I think it shows like just how powerful and what the American people want. I mean, that's their donation. That's their money. This is their project. We're just facilitating that project for them. And, I mean, they'll raise that money twice, basically, is a pretty powerful thing, I believe.
So you've got $23 million in a bank account in a 501c3.
501c4, right?
501c4?
Yep, C4.
So C4, you don't have to disclose who donates. You just have to disclose how you spend it.
Yeah, and we didn't think there's any way in hell that the liberal IRS was going to give us a C3, and we didn't want to get hung up and be targeted, so we went with the C4. It was a safer option.
Plus, you don't want your donors to be targeted. I mean, if Home Depot donates, you know, $10 million, they're going to organize boycotts. They can do that, and you don't have to disclose who donates.
Exactly. And we have some really big conservative donors, people that I never even thought would be wanting to get involved in this project that have come out of the woodwork. And, I mean, they're people who are billionaires who are ready to make very large donations to help push this along and be a part of it.
So work through the tactics here. Have you decided which part of the border wall you're going to focus on? Are you going to be in Texas, Arizona? Tell us about that.
We're looking at Texas and Arizona. We have a landowner right now who's ready to sign a contract with us in Arizona to start building this wall. And we're going down there next week. And right after we sign that contract, we're going to be applying for permits. It could be a couple weeks out before we start breaking ground on this project.
How many miles of border would this cover in Arizona with this one deal?
This one deal could cover about close to 10 miles.
Good. So you're almost 20% of the 55 miles that the Congress just funded for $1.3 billion.
Exactly. And, we're not having to buy the land. These are landowners who are giving us a section of their property to build on because they want security, and these people feel neglected. They're sick of leaving their houses unlocked because they don't want the cartels breaking in and breaking their windows, because when that happens, they have to replace it, and so they just leave their homes unlocked. And these are the stories that we are hearing when we're down there from these people. And it's just ridiculous that people in our country have to live like this.
Now, what kind of cost per mile are you looking at for your process versus, you know, again, the billions of dollars it's going to take for the federal government to do the same sort of thing?
Depending on the type of wall we go with, we think we can do it from between about $1 million to $5 million. But it all depends, or $1 million to $5 million per mile, and it just depends on the type of application that we're building and what is needed for that region. Because what's needed in one section necessarily isn't needed in the other.
So let me get this right. You didn't say billion per mile. You said million per mile.
Correct.
So correct. This 10 miles would be roughly $10 million, right?
Yes.
So. Okay.
And are you looking at like the bollard wall that we hear so much about, or is this like high fencing with concertina wire on top? Because it, again, if somebody wants to climb, they can climb it, and then meet razor wire at the top. It's going to be a little harder to get over.
Yeah, there's two. We've been consulting with the company who built the Israeli wall in Israel, and that fence wall application is 99.9% effective, and it's proven. That is one of the options. That one is, you know, roughly about $1.5 million per mile. The American bollard wall is, you know, it's a little different application, a little more expensive, but we have a lot of different options on the ground because we are private and we can work with the best companies in the world because we're not the United States government.
Well, and the Israeli one is working.
Yeah,
it's working. It's proven. Proven at 99.9%.
So, Brian, if our listeners want to go ahead and make a donation to your 501c4, where do they go?
Right now, our website is WeBuildTheWall.us.
WeBuildTheWall.us.
Yep. And I emphasize the .us at the end. It's not .com. Go there and check it out. You can see who's on our team. There's a lot of updates, videos. We have the Angel families on our team, and they support us. President Trump has endorsed us. He just endorsed us again yesterday. One of our team members was in his Oval Office for a discussion. He fully supports us, and he's backing us.
So, also, we talk about the organizational structure. What's the management team on this 501c4?
Well, I'm the president, and I'm taking zero compensation. I'm not taking any penny. And then we have an advisory board. We have Eric Prince, John Moran. John Moran is one of the largest industrialists. Construction guys in the United States, and those are like our construction committee, our main guys. Chris Kobach, he's Trump's guy.
Good man.
DHS. He might get the DHS appointment.
He's on the advisory board.
He is our main guy.
So these guys are patriots.
Yeah, and they're doing this. They're volunteering their time to work with us. None of us are being paid. We're knocking this out. Doing it for the American people, and we're doing it because what we've seen down the border. I mean, the Angel parents are on our advisory board, and how can someone like hear the stories about how their children were killed and not do anything? How can we just sit back as a country and not do anything?
Meanwhile, you've got Beto O'Rourke, who's claiming he wants to tear down the wall that's already up, and this is the danger of letting Congress have any say in the wall, frankly, is – yeah, the next guys, you know, Ocasio-Cortez and Beto O'Rourke can come in and say, hey, we're going to tear down the wall in San Diego and just have, you know, open borders again.
Yeah, I mean, that's a scary thought. And that's all comes down to the people we elect. And it's ridiculous that, you know, some real hardline radicalists that I believe that should not be getting elected into our government, but they are.
Ocasio-Cortez wants to abolish ICE and drastically defund Homeland Security. This is somebody that has been elected to the U.S. Congress and has access to our secrets and gets to vote on this kind of stuff.
Well, Brian, if our listeners can go to WeBuildTheWall.us, WeBuildTheWall.us, is that right?
That is correct, sir.
You ought to do it like a little Habitat for Humanity at the end of the day as well. If you need volunteers to come help, you know, pick up a hammer, pick up a saw and help do it. I mean, do kind of like Habitat for Humanity. This 100 yards is brought to you by, and there's, why not put like Coca-Cola or Glock ads on the wall? You're going to have all this big, good blank space. I mean, make it look like the outfield at a professional baseball stadium.
Nothing is off the table. Nothing is off the table.
This is why you call us, Brian. We bring you good ideas and some bad ideas.
Great ideas.
Brian, again, website one more time.
WeBuildTheWall.us.
WeBuildTheWall.us. And keep us posted, Brian. We appreciate what you're doing. And God bless you for your service to our country, your sacrifice, personal sacrifice for our country, and what you're doing to to protect and secure our country as you've done for a long time. Thank you. We'll be back in a moment after a quick break. More with the Tennessee Star Report. Go to TennesseeStar.com, Tennessee Star on Facebook. And when we come back, that whole race hoax blew up in Chicago overnight. We'll bring you the latest details and how the cops figured it out. This is like a TV cop show, man. This one's going to make it to TV. How they figured out that this was a hoax. We'll be back with more in a moment. This is the Tennessee Star Report.